This week's parasha, Tazia Mitzayra, discusses at length the inyan of the Mitzayra. We all know that a Mitzayra comes for a person who speaks Lashon Hara. And the Mitzayra tells us that there's three types of tzaraas that a person could get. A person could get a nega, a tzaraas, on his guf. A person can get a nega on his bayis, on his house, and a person get a neg on his begodim, on his clothing. And the Mishnah tells us, three Mishnahis in Negoyim, that this dinim of Negoyim only applies to Klal Yisrael, and do not apply to the Umas HaOlam. The Mishnah says, in Paragimel, Hakol Mitam B'Negoyim, anyone can get a neg at Tzaraas, Chutz Min HaNochrim, except an exclusion to this rule of Tzaraas is Negoyim. And the Mishnah says the same thing later on, referring to Nege Batim, a Nega that comes on a person's house. And the same thing applies to a Nega that comes on a person's beged. But these demons only apply to Klal Yisrael and not to Nochrim. And the question is that where's the Makar for such a din? Where does it say in the Torah that such a halacha only applies, Tumas Tzaraas only applies to Klal Yisrael? That's question number one. And question number two is, what's the understanding behind it? Could perhaps we explain a reason is why Tzaraas and Tumas Tzaraas is unique to Klal Yisrael. So the Taisus Yontif, Mesechus Negoyim, in Perek Yudbeis, Mishnah Aleph, and the Arachayim HaKadosh in this week's parasha also, quote a famous Maimon Chazal, the Pasuk says, Odom Kiyye Ba'or B'Soroy, an Odom that has Ba'or B'Soroy, a Nega Tzaraas, and then the Torah goes and tells us all the Dinim of Tzaraas, but it starts with the word Odom. They quote the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Aten Kruyim Odom, the Ein Oyvet Lechavim Kruyim Odom, that Klal Yisrael have a Milo of being called the Odom, as opposed to the Umas HaOlam. And therefore, the dinim of Tzaraas are only applied to Klal Yisrael, not to the Umas HaOlam. And perhaps we can explain a little deeper, if this is the Makar, of how can we explain of why this is maybe unique to Klal Yisrael. But first we have to give a background and understand, why does a person get Tzaraas? Why is it that a person is punished with Tumas Tzaraas? So we all know that Tumas Tzaraas comes for a person primarily, for a person who speaks Lashon Hara. A Baal Lashon Hara is someone who speaks negative about his friend, and therefore he gets punished by Tzaraas. And the question is, why does he deserve such a punishment of Tzaraas? And Rashi tells us in this week's parasha, the quote from the Gemara in Erechin, where the Pasuk says that the punishment of the Mitzayra openly is Bodod Yeshei Michutz Lamachana. Parakid Gimel, Pasuk Menvah, Bodod Yeshei Michutz Lamachana. He has to sit in solitude confinement. Michutz Lamachana. He can't have any interactions with other people. And Rashi tells us, Manishtana Mishar Tenehim Leishe Bodod. Why is it that the Mitzayra is punished with such a punishment that he must sit in Michutz Lamachana? Any other person that's Tomei doesn't have such a punishment. And Rashi tells us, the Mitzayra has done it's a terrible Aveira. He has created a period, he has created people to come apart from each other. So the Torah tells us his punishment is Mido Kineged Mido. That since he has caused people to lose their Achdus, lose their connections one to another, so ach hu yibodel. His oinish is that he must separate himself from society and bodel yeshei michutz lamachana. That's the oinish that a mitzvah gets, nido keneg and nido, for speaking Lashon Hara. Now let's go back to this quote that we've quoted that the Mepharshim tell us, atem kuyim odom, vein oivik lichovim kuyim odom. Which is a difficult maimer chazal to understand, is what does Chazal mean to say? How are they trying to explain that Klal Yisrael has this milo of being referred to as the Odom? And there's a pshat that's given, I believe it was said by Rameh Shapiro, at the time when there was once a blood libel, and there was
they came, the Ummah Sa'olim came with a tain on this Gemara. It was, what, how could you say, Atem Kuyim Adam, Vein Oizu Kecham Kuyim Adam? And he explained as follows, that the word Adam is Lashon Yachid. We will never say a plural Lashon Adamim. There's no such word. Adam is a Lashon Yachid. It's exclusively used in the singular sense. However, the word Ish has a plural of Anoshim. There's Ish and Anoshim. However, Adam is only unique, that it only refers to the singular. So therefore he explained as follows, Atem Kuyim Adam, Klal Yisrael have a very special ma'ilo, Klal Yisrael have a achdus, Klal Yisrael have a cohesiveness, that Klal Yisrael join together, and when one Yid is Bitsara, another Yid will come, even if he didn't know him previously, even if he comes from a different country, they will come by achdus, and one will come to help the other. However, by the Ummah Sa'olim, sure, you could call them Ish or Anoshim. You could refer to them in the plural, as each one has a distinct society and a distinct identity, and they do not necessarily have that connection, that Ichud, that Achdus, one to the next. That's the concept of Atem Kuyim Odom, the Ein Ummah Sa'olim Kuyim Odom, the Ma'ilah of Odom, the Ma'ilah of Achdus, the idea of a singular unit, only exists by Klal Yisrael, that each one of us feels a unique kesher, a unique shaykhus, one with the other. So perhaps that we can understand as why Saras is Atem Kuyim Odom is unique to Klal Yisrael. Because as we mentioned, that Rashi told us that the Oynish of Saras comes because a person with his deal, Beloshen Harab and Ish Leishtoi, a member of Klal Yisrael, didn't feel this Ichud. He didn't feel this unique connection, this bond that exists. And he felt that he had the liberty to go and cause other Yidden to go and lose that access. He didn't feel this connection. And thereby he caused a period, people to move apart from each other through his Lashon Hara, Ben Ish Le'ishtei, Ben Ish Le'ayu. So the Torah says, you've come and you've broken the access of Klal Yisrael. So Afu Yibodel, let him get a taste of his own medicine. Let him be separated from this Ichud, this beautiful Adam, this beautiful uniqueness that Klal Yisrael has of being a singular unit. However, by the Ummah Sa'olam, where anyway there's a period, where one doesn't necessarily connect to the other, so then anyway, each country is unique in its own, so therefore, Ein Atem Kuyim Adam, so therefore the whole idea, the basis of Saras, perhaps would not apply. And this is something that really is very apropos, because many of us, for all of us, we experienced a period of bodogation in Chutzlam Achen in the past year. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita actually had said that if we people had to experience, we had to go into solitude, confinement, people had to be alone, schools were closed, and people couldn't have this ichud of one with another, then the Rebbeinu Shlom was giving us a little taste of this oynish, of Bodol Yeshen Yichud Flamachana. And therefore he said it's appropriate that everyone should try to be misaking the Avon of Lashon Hara, because if we see the Rebbeinu Shloim gave us the punishment of people had to sit Bodol Yeshen Yichud Flamachana and they couldn't appreciate and be ba'achdus one with another, then it's a sin in Minas Shomayim that there was an Avon of Lashon Hara that needs tikkun. And that's something that maybe we could appreciate more after experiencing what it means, Bodhi Yeshin, Michus Bonachana, that we can experience the Milo of being Ba'achdus one with another. And that's something that we could think about from this week's parsha of Bodhi Yeshin, Michus Bonachana, that the Mitzvah is sent to live on his own because he's causing a period, he's causing one Klal Yisrael to lose their tremendous Milo of being Ba'achdus. And really, as we're in the Yimei HaSvira, as we're heading towards Shavuos, this is very negayel, because the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Yisroi, the Pasuk tells us when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai Perek Yates in Parashas Yisroi, the Pasuk says, "Bachodesh Hashlish L'Tzeis Meisol Me'eretz Mitzrayim," they were bo Midbar Sinai. And it says, "Vayistu mirafidim, vayavoyu midbar sinai, vayachanu, vamidbar, vayichon shon Yisroel, negedahar." And Klal Yisroel camped to negedahar. And we all know the famous Rashi, where Rashi tells us, wasn't by Yichan Shom Yisroel, can I get a heart? Says Rashi, ki isha chod b'leiv echod. As Klal Yisroel, they were at the foot of Har Sinai, they came by achdus, not just as 600,000 yichidim, but rather ki isha chod b'leiv echod, as one singular unit, b'leiv echod, one person feeling for the next. And this is something that's a hachono for our own Kabbalah Satoyer as we go into Shavuos, to feel this ki ish echod, b'leiv echod. And I saw an explanation of Rabban Kabbalah Satoyer, so Rabban Chaim Shlomo also explains like this, that the idea why this is so necessary for Kabbalah Satoyer is because the Rabban Shlomo didn't give the Torah to Yechidim. Kabbalah Satoyer wasn't to individuals, it wasn't to any individual, it wasn't great enough, or didn't deserve Kabbalah Satoyer. But rather, Klal Yisrael as a whole, the Tzibur together, it wasn't 600,000 Yechidim who could merit the Kabbalah Satoyah, but rather it was Klal Yisrael as a unit. It was the Atem Kuyim Adam. It was the Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad that the Rebbein Shlom saw fit to give to the Torah. So therefore, in the Yemei Atzvira, which we know that the Avelus that we had is in Talmidei Rebbe Kiva, Loinogu Kovot Zeh B'Zeh, it was in this Inyan, it was in this, that there was a lack of Kovod Zeh B'Zeh, that we have to try to be misaking this Inyan, and as we prepare for Shavuos, for the Ish Echad, the Leiv Echad, Klal Yisrael to realize they're a unit, they're one, and that's how we were Zoyche, the Kabbalah Satoyah. Kabbalah Satoyah only came to Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a Tzibur, and not as Yechidim. And really on a practical level, if a person wants to try to be nizer in the Avera of Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that this is really the Eitzah. If we have the proper understanding, it enables a person to be nizer in Shmiras HaLashon. The Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon in Shai HaTfuna Perek Hei says as follows. He says if a person wants to come to be able to be Mekayim the din of Shmiras HaLashon and not to speak Lashon Hara, it's very important for him to work on his mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. It's very important for him to feel this avo, this feeling, b'ish echad, b'leiv echad, of another yid. Because he explains that just like it is, we all know that if, let's say, we would be in a situation where we would be the topic of conversation, as we would hear some of our friends discussing us, and we would be able to listen in. So we would hope that someone would come to our defense and they were discussing a negative trait. We would hope that someone would put in a good word for us and say something in our defense, and the person himself would be there. He would definitely stick up for himself and explain why really he's right, why really there's a limud zchus on his actions and no one should look at him negatively. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if we have this idea in our heads of ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, if we truly feel about another yid, we have that feeling of ava, ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, like you view yourself, then certainly when you're faced with a scenario that people maybe want to speak Lashon Hara about another person before they would say the dvar genus, before they would say the negative report, they would think for a second, if it would be myself, would I be so sure to decide that the person was wrong? Perhaps there's a limud zchus. For ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, if I would be the subject of conversation, I would certainly come to my own defense. So if a person has that feeling, that understanding of ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, that he feels for the other person, kamoicha, like himself, then he would certainly come to the next person's defense. And he won't come to speak Lashon Hara because he won't view the other person in the negative light, but rather the ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. And that's the lesson the Chofetz Chaim tells us. If we want to be able to preempt Lashon Hara, it comes from our viewpoint of how we view another yid. And he says the Rebbein Shem wants us to look at this because we know the Pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, Klal Yisrael is looked at as like a ben, like a child of the Ribbon Shloimah. And just like if a person would have a child, and the child would be the subject of conversation, he would definitely want that people should stick up and say positive things about his child. So Kabbi Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shlom is looking at Klal Yisrael, and when one year goes to speak another year, the Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting. What happened to Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem? Why doesn't someone come to the defense of my children? Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. And if we have the proper viewpoint of what another year looks like, the Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, then certainly our viewpoint would be different. And the whole Yetzahara, the whole Taiva, the idea of even speak Lashon Hara would fall apart because a person would have that Ava and he would view the other person in the positive light. And we find this concept also that we know the Meraglim were the ones who spoke Lashon Hara, and we know that because of the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael got a terrible Oynish, and Klal Yisrael wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbeinu Shem Atem Bechinom is Klal Yisrael cried that Tisha B'Av night, Bechinom, and therefore Klal Yisrael had to go into Golos, and we had the Churban of Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni on Tisha B'Av, and we're still suffering Ad HaYom HaZeh from the Tzet of Lashon Hara. And the Torah tells us that the Oynish that the Dor HaMidbar got for this Lashon Hara, the Oynish that they got, but they had to remain in the Midbar another 40 years, and only after 40 years were they allowed into Eretz Yisrael. So why was the number 40 years? Why did they have to go and remain in the Midbar for 40 years? The Pasuk tells us because the Meraglim spent 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, and since they spent 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, so Midah Keneg and Midah for every single day, as a miraculum were in Eretz Yisrael, and they traveled Eretz Yisrael, Midah Keneged Midah, Klal Yisrael had to remain in the Midbar an extra year, and they could not go and enter Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, with Chaim Shulevitz and Sichas Mutzer, he asked that the Chet was the Chet of Lashon Hara. The Chet of Lashon Hara didn't take 40 days. The Chet of Lashon Hara took right away. As soon as they returned to the Midbar, in 10 minutes they had said the Lashon Hara. So why did the punishment that they got, the Midah Keneged Midah, of 40 years for 40 days, the Meraglim's Chet was a very short Chet. It took just the time that it said the few Pesukim that they came with the report back to Klal Yisrael. They gave them a very negative report. They said Lashon Hara, and in those few minutes they said, did their Avera? It was a terrible Avera. But what's the cheshbon of 40 years for 40 days? So he explains as follows. He says the chet of Lashon Hara did not begin on their return. It did not begin when they came in front of Klal Yisrael and gave that negative report. But rather the chet of Lashon Hara was a 40-day chet, because as they viewed Eretz Yisrael in a negative light, they looked at Eretz Yisrael and they were looking for the wrong things. They were looking for the wrath. And in their 40-day trip, on every day, they found another crap, another something that went, and they said, oh, this is another negative point that we could later tell Klal Yisrael about. And the Gemara, the culmination of that 40-day Aveira was when they returned to the Midbar and they gave the report. However, the Aveira wasn't in those 10 minutes, but rather the Aveira of Lashon Hara was throughout the 40 days. And he says, this is really how we could understand the Shoyrish, the root of the Issur of Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara doesn't start when we speak, when we open our mouth to a negative report, but rather the Lashon Hara, the Shoyrish Achet, who is Stalkus Bahariya Hara, the Shoyrish, the root of the Chet of Lashon Hara. When we view the other person, the negative light, the thoughts, the machshavas, the way that we were lacking in the Isha Echad B'Lev Echad, our viewpoint of another person is lacking, and therefore, since it's lacking, therefore, a person comes to speak Lashon Hara. But the Shoyrish, the root of the Chet, is in our thoughts and in our feelings, and on the way we view another person. So that's why the Meraglim got the Oynish of 40 days for 40 years, because in the 40, the Aveira took 40 days to take place. It wasn't just the report that they brought back, but rather it was a 40-day viewpoint that they had of Eretz Yisrael. And that's a tremendous lesson for speaking Bishmiris HaLashon, what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, If we view the other person with the proper ava, then just like a person on himself, a person doesn't come to say lashon hara because he's always donning himself with that chus. He's always has reasons of why he is right. The same thing should be about the other person, and the lashon hara starts from the viewpoint of the other person. Perhaps we can explain another reason of why this is true, that Klal Yisrael has the tzaraas, the Ein Ha'umas Ha'olam do not have tzaraas. As the Ramban tells us a little bit later in the parasha, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin, when the Torah moves on from the first parasha discussing the Negoyim that happened to a person's guf on the guf of Adam, and the Torah starts discussing Mahabeged Kiyyeh Boi Neged Tzaraas, that a beged could have a neged tzaraas. And the Ramban wonders, whoever heard of a beged having a neged, having a spot on a beged? Zok the Ramban, ze'inenu b'teva klal v'lei hover b'oilom. Something, a beged to go and start changing colors is certainly something which is not b'tivius, it's not b'teva that exists. It's not something b'teva. And he says the same thing is true as Nigei Abatim, for a bias to all of a sudden start getting a Marek Tzaraas is not something that's B'teva. But the Ramban explains that how does Nigoyim come, Avul B'yoyis Yisroel Shleinim La'Hashem, when Klal Yisroel is connected, is showing, is complete, is Dovik B'Hashem, the Rebbein Yisroel is connected to Klal Yisroel, it's a two-way connection. And therefore, everything that they have is b'mara ha'toy, looks in the proper way. And when it happens that a person does a chet, and he detaches himself through his chaton from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, so there's a repercussion, there's an effect. You could see this connection, this disconnect from this tremendous connection of Klal Yisrael to Rebbeinu Shloimeh, and then the tzaraas goes and appears. Ki Hashem Sor may olam, says the Rambam. Because when the Rebbeinu Shloimeh Nisar removes himself from a person, there was a tremendous dveikus, there was a connection to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So then when that connection is severed, so that goes and creates the tzaraas, that's the effect of the disconnection from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So perhaps we can understand then that why this is only for Klal Yisrael, Beinu Umos Ha'olam, don't have tzaraas, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Va'aschanan, Va'atem Hadzeikim Va'ashem Leikeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. A Pasuk we're familiar with, Va'atem Hadzeikim Va'ashem Leikeichem, says the Orachayim HaKodesh, Parshas Va'aschanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. What's Va'atem Hadzeikim? Who's the you? It says the Orachayim HaKodesh, Va'atem Hadzeikim, it's Klal Yisrael has this mile of Dveikus. Klal Yisrael is dobik b'Hashem u'lekeichem. It's something unique by Klal Yisrael, v'atem hadzeikim b'Hashem u'lekeichem. It's a unique bond that exists between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, v'atem hadzeikim. So Mimela, this unique bond, this zeikus, only exists by Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, to be understandable that the tzaraas, which is the simen of when there's a disconnect, when the vacus is broken, is only by Klal Yisrael, the Ein Ha'umas Ha'olam, Mitam B'Tzaraas. There's an interesting shiloh that's brought up. Is what would be if someone gets Tzaraas Bizman HaZeh? Is it possible for someone to get Tzaraas Bizman HaZeh? Now the Rambam says in Hilchot full of Tzaraas, the Rambam says, In Perek, Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, Taras Mitzoyu Azu, Noyheges, Ba'oret, Uvachus Floret, Bifnei Habayis, Vishaloi Bifnei Habayis. The Rambam says that the Taras Mitzoyu, this practice of the Torah tells us that Mitzoyu has become Tor, applies whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Floret, whether it's based on Mikdash or not. Obviously, the Karbonis that the Mitzoyu brings can only be brought to Zmana based on Mikdash. But the entire process that he has to come to the Kohen, and the Kohen he actually has to shave off his hair, all this entire process of Sipurim could happen, Bizman HaBayis and Shaloi Bizman HaBayis. So the question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? We don't seem to have Tzaraas Bizman HaZeh. And this question is really raised, the Tzaraas Yisrael has a Hakdomo, the Mesechus Nigoyim called Mara Koyin. And at the end of this Hakdoma and Ois Lamites, he says that when he was young, he raised this question to none other than Rabbi Shveger. He came to Rabbi Shveger and he asked him, why is it that the Rambam says that Tzaraas applies Bein Bizman Abayis and Bein Shaloi Bifnei Abayis? Why is it that if a person gets a Negat Tzaraas Bizman Hazeh, we don't find that they go to the Kayyat? Now, L'chayra, the question maybe wouldn't be by Nigei Batim and Nigei Degodim, like he mentioned from the Ramban, that this seems to be something that's not the Derech HaTeva, and maybe it's not an insult. However, on a Nega Odom, it seems to be that maybe it could happen. A person could get a white spot on his skin, and perhaps it should be Tzaraas. So why is it that the Dinei Tzaraas don't seem to apply to Zman Hazeh? And Rabbi Shveger replied to the Tzaraas Yisrael that yes, this is a very good question. And he says he himself was wondering this for many for a long time. He doesn't have a teretz from his Kabbalah or that. He doesn't have a proper teretz to go and explain this question. However, some of the other Achroinim, the Minchas Chinuch and the Radvaz and the Rambam, or teretz on the Rambam and Hilchos Trumas, they say that the Rambam says in Perek Zion in Hilchos Trumas Halacha Tes that a mitzoyre is someone she is tama oisoy koyin miyuchis. That in order for a person to get tumas tzaraas, we know you have to come to the koyin, and the koyin has to say tame. So the Rambam says that you have to come to a koyin miyuchis, a koyin that has the lineage going back to know that he's a koyin. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch and the Radvaz, Bizman Hazeh, we do not have a koyin miyuchis. We don't have a coin that can trace the lineage all the way back to Aaron HaKoyin, and therefore we do not have Tumas Tzaraas. That's what they say. Which would be interesting that we would have to consider that maybe it could be a Sophic material. Means even if, let's say, if we don't have a coin in Yuchis, so we don't know for sure that the person would be a material, but perhaps he should be at least a Sophic, like we know that really Bizman Hazeh, we do deem him through Koyanim, because at least it's a Sophic. And it's interesting that Tzvarek Yisrael himself says a teret, which he doesn't really explain. He says when he got older, he thought about this question, and he says he doesn't really explain why we don't have the tumah, but he says the tire process of the mitzvah, that you have to go to the koyin, and you have to shave off your hair and your payas, that would involve the issur d'oraisa of a person shaving off his all his hair, which a person can't shave off his payas. So therefore, normally we say Eshe Doichaloisate, and we would be Matar the Mitzayrach. However, since we don't know for sure this idea of having a Koyin Miyuchis, you will not be able to go through the Tyra process, because in order to have the Tyra process, we need the Giruah, we need to shave off the payas, and that's the Isha Daraisos of Bizman, if you have a Vade Koyin. So then you know Eshe Doichaloisate, and you could go in and do the Tyra Mitzayrach. But if you're not sure if the Koyin is a true Koyin, and the Tumah and Tyrus Mitzvah has to be through a Koyin, so therefore he says the Tyrus Mitzvah cannot happen through a Koyin. But this is an interesting question, as why would it be, and what would be if a person were to get Tzaraas Bizman Hazeh? Another possible explanation or reason of why we couldn't have the Tumah Tzaraas Bizman Hazeh, in the Sefer Eben HaOzel from Mrs. Al Meltzer in Perek Beis Hilchos Tzmidim himself in Halacha Yud, he says that a Koyin, in order to see the Negat Tzaraas, has to be wearing Bigdei Kuhuna. Because the Gemara tells us that Ein Bigdeim Aleyem, Ein Kunotim Aleyem, that whenever a Koyin wants to do Avodah, for a Koyin to have the din of a Koyin, he has to be wearing his Bigdei Kuhuna. And if a Koyin comes to Beis HaMikdash without his Bigdei Kuhuna, he has the din of a Zar. He has the din of a non-Koyin. So therefore, since we need to have the Koyin, and the Koyin could only send the Mrs. Alman with Bigdei Kuhuna, so therefore, then of course, Tumas Tzaraas would not be applicable to Zman Hazeh, because we don't have Bigdei Kuhuna. However, this is what the Mrs. Alman says, is not so simple. It's brought down from the Biskarov, and the Chaznish also says, that a Koyin will be able to see the Tumas Tzaraas without his Bigdei Kuhuna. Because this rule that you need to have Bigdei Kuhuna is only by Avodah. It's only when a Koyin is doing Avodah. If he's doing Avodah, then a Koyin to have the status of a Koyin, he needs his Bigdei Kuhuna. However, seeing the tzaraas, even though true, it needs a kohen, but it's not the avoid of a kohen. It's something that has to be, the person has to be a kohen. So therefore they say that a person, a kohen, does not need to have his big day kahuna, and therefore we'll be back to the question of why wouldn't it be that if a person has tzaraas, his manazeh, should he go to the kohen, will he not go to the kohen? Unless we say, like we mentioned before, that maybe you need a kohen in the yuchis, and therefore bizman hazeh, we do not have a kohen in the yuchis. That's sort of on the halachic aspect of this shaila. However, the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Halashin addresses a similar question, and he says it's more of a Musa aspect, and he says, why is it if people go and speak Lashon Hara, why don't they get tzaraas? And he seems to be with the same assumption that there's no real reason why a person shouldn't be able to get tzaraas. So why is it that we don't find it doesn't seem to be that people are getting tzaraas? And he says there's many people out there who speak Lashon Hara. So why is it if the Torah tells the whole parish of Tazriya Mitzayra about the Mitzayra who speaks Lashon Hara and therefore deserves the punishment for tzaraas, why is it that this man hazeh we do not find people getting tzaraas? And he explains as follows. And he says, this man should be Samigdo Soyakayim. And they asked Koyanim, or these Koyanim that we knew who could be Matar people. And they asked Korbanim that you could finish off the tire of the tzaraas. So a person to get tzaraas would be a tremendous toiva for him. It would be very good for him. Because even though, yes, true, for a few weeks, whatever it is, after going chutzpah machaneh, and he'll get a punishment, and he'll get leaves of his yoinis, and he'll be bothered, yesin, chutzpah machaneh, and he'll have to separate himself from the rest of society. But this will be a tremendous tire for a person. And it will cause him to do tshuva. Because if he's on his ways of speaking Lashon Hara, the Boyishon will send him this message, first on his bias, and then on his beged, and then on the group of adam. And if he has to become a Mitzayra, he will sit outside for a couple weeks, and he'll think about why is it that he's getting tzaraas, and why did the Boyishon do this to him, and give him such an einish, and he'll start doing tshuva, and he'll fix himself, and he'll change himself, and he'll become a better person, he'll stop speaking Lashon Hara. So he says it's a tremendous benefit from the person, even though maybe it's a bitter pill to swallow, as he's been embarrassed, and he's been shown to be a Baal Lashon Hara, but he won't continue his life as a Baal Lashon Hara, because he'll learn his lesson, and if he doesn't learn his lesson, he won't get the Tyra, the Tzaraas won't leave him. It will be a tremendous teaching for a person, and he'll do tshuva. However, he says, this man hazeh, the Rebbein Shem doesn't want to give a person tzaraas. Because if a person would get tzaraas, this man hazeh, he's not going to be able to go to the kohen to be matar himself, and he can't bring the karbonis, and he's going to remain with the tzaraas, and the Rebbein Shem doesn't want that to happen to a person, and therefore, he does not have the tzaraas. However, he says, the person's not off the hook. Because he says, even though it's true, that a person doesn't get tzaraas on his guf, he doesn't see any tzaraas. However, on a person's neshama, that tzaraas, as we said from the Rambam, is not a physical thing, but it's a simon of the tzchet that a person has. Instead of being on his guf, it's dovik benafsa. He explains that really the siba, the shoyris, the root of the tzaraas is the chet, is the aveira. So normally it used to be bizman abeis amigdos that the person got this tumma of tzaraas and it came out and it was visible on a person's skin. However, nowadays the Rebbein Shem doesn't do that, but the tzaraas is still there, just it's hidden on his neshama. And he says that when a person gloves, when his guf and his neshama separate, so then on his neshama will be nikar, it will be there, the tzaraas will be there. And chas v'shalom, when a person wants to come to Gan Eden, he'll have to have a oynish, a bodol, yeshev, a machane, chutz v'machane, if he doesn't do proper tshuva. So he says, therefore, the Chofetz Chaim tells a person should do tshuva on Lashon Hara, and he shouldn't remain a Baal Lashon Hara, because if his man habayis, really, it was much easier for a person, even though he went maybe through a few rough weeks of being a Mitzayra, of being Mechutz Lamachaneh, of not being able to join in with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But however, after a few weeks' time, after going through the chiropractors, it would definitely bring a person to go and do tshuva, And when a person would do tshuva, he'd be tar, and he'd be roi, and he'd be finished with his chet of lashon hara. However, if a person does not azeh, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't give it to us because we're going to be stuck with the tzaraas. And the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want us to be stuck with tzaraas the whole life. For a person to be bothered yeshin and chutzpah machan his whole life, he won't be able to do Torah and mitzvahs properly. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want to do that to a person. But however, the chet, the shoyris of the tzaraas is still there. Maybe not visible. And therefore he says, the Pasuk says, Shoymer Pivul, Shoymer Mitzoras Nafsha, a person who guards his tongue, not to speak Lashon Hara. He's Shoymer Mitzoras Nafsha. He guards himself from any Tzoras that can come to his Nefesh. Because he says, Mitzoras Nafsha, from Tzoras on his Nefesh, Ki Hamega Vatzaras Vuka Vonefesh. So this is certainly a Tzoras that a person should try to do tshuva, to fix himself up from any chet lashon hara. The Torah tells us that after a person gets tzaraas, the first order of business is that he goes to the kohen. And he comes to the kohen, if he doesn't have the simonim that there are of tzaraas, the kohen says in something that's called hesker. Hesker means that for 1 week, or possibly for 2 weeks, a person is separated. He's only called a mitzoyer muska. And then, after the 2 weeks, if it's simonim, don't, it doesn't have any, the simonim of tumah, the nega doesn't spread, it doesn't have a tzer lovin, a white hair, then he's tar. And if he goes and has the simonim of tumah, then he's something called a mitzoyer muchlot, a complete mitzoyer. He has to go through the whole tire process of being a mitzvah. And the question is exactly, what does it mean that a person goes into hefker? What does it mean that a person, as we would simply type it, is locked up? And Rashi seems to say that that's what it means. And when a person gets hefker, what happens is, yaskirenu bebayis echot. He has to go and stay in one house. He has to stay in one place for a week or two, and then the kohen comes back to see his nega. And this is, again, this in-between state when the first time the person comes to the kohen and he doesn't have any of the simonim of a mitzvah muchlat, of a complete mitzvah, who gets the punishment of bodo yeshe in the chutzpah machan, like we mentioned before. A musker, the idea of a musker is an idea that a person sort of closed up, Rashi says, in his house. However, the Tosfos Rosh in the Sefer Ma'akotim says that's not the case. And he gives an interesting chat in the Pasuk of what it means, Vehiskir. And he says, like, he asks a question. Now, when the Pasuk says, Vehiskir, that we should send the person into Vehiskiroi HaKoyin Shivat Yomin, the Pasuk says, Vehiskir HaKoyin as HaNega Shivat Yomin. The Koyin's going to sort of lock away the Nega for 7 days. So he says that why does the Torah say that Vehiskir HaKoyin as HaNega? It should say the hiskir hakoin as a negeya, the person, the adam that has the nega. The Torah says the hiskir as a nega, not the person having the nega. So he says therefore a whole new pshat in the pasuk. He says really the first week or two when the person is not a mitzvah or muchlad, he does not have to lock up from society, but rather the hiskir hakoin as a nega. The koin goes and encircles the nega. The koin will take a mark on the mitzvah's body and make a simen, make sort of a circle around the tzaraas to see whether or not it's going to spread after a week, because the simen of a mitzvah muchla, of a complete mitzvah, is if the tzaraas spreads. So it's an interesting shot that the Rosh is saying the hiskir hakoyin as hanega doesn't mean like we normally think, like Rashi explains, yaskirenu bebayis echot, that a mitzvah for the first 2 weeks of his tzaraas is quarantined in his house. But it does, the Pasuk doesn't say that with the hiskir hakoyin et anegeya, the person with the nega. But rather, the hiskir hakoyin et anega. The Torah goes and tells the person to go and be locked up in, not the person to be locked up, but rather the nega to be locked up. That's the interesting shot that the Torah Rosh brings. And Tiffin Din, that he doesn't have to actually at least lock up the person for his first week until he becomes a Mitzvah Mukhlot, and then, like we mentioned before, the Einish is bothered Yeshe, and he has to leave the whole city, so the Arim of Klal Yisrael and be on his own. As we're heading into the Yamin of Sfira, as we mentioned before, that this is definitely an Inyan for us, the Parak Tazvi and Mitzayro, is definitely something, like we mentioned, by Yichan Shon Yisrael, Kineged Hohar, it's something that we're waiting for, this Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban tells us that really from Pesach to Shavuos is a Zman that's very connected. Because just like the Torah tells us in Shemini Atzeret, that Shemini Atzeret, just like the Torah tells us there's something called Shemini Atzeret, that Sukkot starts with a Yontif and finishes with another Yontif, with a Chol HaMoed in between. Ramban tells us in Parshas Emor, the same thing is true in the relationship between Pesach and Shavuos. And we find that Shavuos is called Atzeret in Chazal, because Ramban explains that Pesach to Shavuos is this man, is these two Yom Tovim are connected, and the Yimei HaSvira in between is like a Chol HaMoed period between these two Yom Tovim. And perhaps we can explain the idea of why Pesach is connected to Shavuos, because we know that the Da'al L'shoyne Shol Geula, and we know the whole realm Seder, everything we base ourselves, everything Da'al Koisis is connected to Da'al L'shoyne Shol Geula. And the fourth Lashon of Geula is V'lakachti Eschem Lilam, that the Rebbein Yisrael went and took us for a nation. And Ramban tells us in Paras V'era, when did this happen? V'lakachti Eschem Lilam. It did not happen by Yisrael Mitzrayim, but rather when Klal Yisrael came to Maimed Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, that's when it was Mekuyim, V'lakachti Eschem Lilam. So it comes out the culmination of Gulas Mitzrayim, was not completed when they on the 15th day of Nisa, and it was not completed when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, but rather it took a 49-day period for Klal Yisrael to remove themselves from the Tumas Mitzrayim, from the Memtesh Shari Tumah, until they came to Red Har Sinai, and they came V'lakachti Eschem Lilaom. So therefore, perhaps that's why the Ramban tells us that the Yomim between Pesach and Shavuos is all connected, because Klal Yisrael becoming the Am Hashem, the Gulas Mitzrayim began with Yitzias Mitzrayim and culminated the Lakachti Eschem Lilaom. It culminated with Matan Torah, and it was a process of 49 days when Klal Yisrael removed themselves from Tumas Mitzrayim day by day until they came to Maimon Har Sinai. And this is the idea of Yimei HaSvira. The Pasuk says, V'Safartem Lachem. And the Rachaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Emma, what V'Safartem Lachem count for you? Who's the you? If each person should count for themselves and use these days as Yomim, days of growth, V'Safartem Lachem count for yourself 49 days. Don't count for anyone else. Count for yourself. Make these days count, as we say. Let every day in the 49 days count as Yimei Aliyah, to come from leaving Mitzrayim to the Maimon Har Sinai, as we mentioned, by Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, that Klal Yisrael is able to be Zoicha to the Maimon Har Sinai through this Achdus, through feeling Ki'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad, that Klal Yisrael came to the Maimon of being a Tzibur, of being a Aguda Achas, and that's where the Avin of Lashon Hara is Poirid, is Mafrid, like we've mentioned before, the Divrei Rashi, Bodo Yeshe, Nichutz B'Machaneh, because the Mitzrayer goes and speaks Lashon Hara, and he's Mafrid ben Ish L'Ishtoy, ben Odom L'Chaveru, and that's why he deserves the Oynesh, and that's the ticket where Klal Yisrael could come in these days, to come to this Madrega of Ayichan from Yisrael, Neged Ahor.